welcome in this place we have come. We have come to give you glory. We have come to give you praise. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. We have come to give you glory. We have come to give you praise. You welcome in this place. The Lord of my soul, and let all that's tonight, Lord. Have your way. We bless you. We love you tonight. We praise and worship you. You are so good. So good, God. So good. So, so good. You go before I know that you've even gone to end my war. You come back with the head of my enemy. You come back and call it my victory. You've even gone to end my war. Your love becomes my greatest defense. It leads me from the dry wilderness, and all I did was praise, and all I did was worship. Was bowed down, and all I did was stay still. Hallelujah. Before I know that you've even gone to end my war, you come back with the head of my enemy. You come back and call it my victory.
My worth. Jesus, I long to be holy. Jesus, I long to be real. In a world of broken people, so many need to be healed. Purify my hands to hold. My heart to burn with devotion for you, Lord Jesus, for you. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Jesus.
I long to be holy. Jesus, I long to be real in a world of broken people. So many need to be healed. So purify my hands to hold them. Purify my heart to with devotion for you, Lord Jesus, for you. I'm not ashamed of Jesus, my Lord, my lover. Fallen, buried in their filthy rags. Oh, Father, please turn from your anger. My lips will boast of your ways, 'cause it's all in the blood of the Savior. All in the blood of the Savior, 'cause it's all in the love that you have, 'cause it's all in the blood of the Savior, it's all in the love that you have for your Son. It's all in the blood. It's all in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, it's all in the blood. It's all in the blood. It's all in the blood. It's all in the blood of the Lamb.
It's all in your blood.
It's all in your blood.
It's all in your blood.
It's all in the blood. It's all in the blood. It's all in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Jesus, it's all in the blood. It's all in the blood. It's all.
Deuteronomy 28:1-14 reads, "If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name and in the presence of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, and of your livestock, and of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them. And you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And so, Jesus, just as you shed your blood and the power of your blood, that it's all in your blood, Jesus, all in your blood, each and every one of these blessings comes to us because of your blood. Because of being able to step into what you've given us access to. Because you said, I am the one who is going to be the ultimate sacrifice. I am the one. I will be the perfect sacrifice. And there won't have to be any other sacrifices anymore. So we just thank you, Jesus, for all of these blessings, Lord God. All of these blessings are here unto us, Lord, because of your blood. Because of your blood, Lord God. May we recognize this. May we step into this. May we step in, Lord God, as it says, not to turn aside from this commandment, Lord God, to the right or to the left. We just want to focus on you, Jesus. Focus on your commandments. Focus on what you've done. Focus on your heart before anything else. There is nothing else more worthy than you, Jesus. Nothing is more worthy than you, Jesus. We don't want to turn to the right or to the left because it won't be as worthy. It won't be as worth it. It won't come with blessings. So we just thank you in Jesus' mighty name for all of these blessings, all of them, Lord God. I just thank you that you are pouring these out upon us today. Lord, as we're declaring out about your blood, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we're just going deeper into that revelation of what it means to be able to have access to you completely and fully, Lord God, because of the blood of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we just want to step into all of that tonight with communion. To be able to say, yes, I am stepping in fully. I have given my life fully, and I am remembering fully that as we take this body and as we drink this blood, that we're receiving these blessings. We're receiving these blessings on our life. That these aren't just words that we get to read and then hope that it happens, but we say, no, Jesus, because of your blood, because you went to the cross, we receive these blessings. These are things that we have access to. So I just thank you, Lord God, for any orphan spirit or thinking in any of our lives, Lord God, where we have not seen that we could have access to these blessings, we break it off, Lord God, and we just thank you for that adoption spirit in knowing that we are brought into the family, we are brought in to the ones to be able to receive this from you, Jesus. So I just thank you right now as you take communion with your body, Jesus, that was broken for us. And your blood that was shed for us, that is worth it all. It's worth it all, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We praise your name. We continue just to call out on you as you are the worthy one. You are the holy one. You are the one who shed your blood. So I just thank you, Jesus. We just take communion now. In remembrance of that and receiving these blessings that are from you, that we are the head, we are not the tail. Lord God, we are stepping into this fully, even more than we have before. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Yeah. Renew us in this day, just like you said you would. Your word is not in vain, our hearts reach in heavenward.
Let's sing that again.
Renew us in this day, just like you said you would. We believe your promises, your word, it's not in vain. Our hearts reach in heavenward. Fresh outpouring, tear the fabric open. Come, Jesus, come. A breath of heaven, nothing left unspoken. We long for more.
Fresh outpouring.
A fresh outpouring, tear the fabric open. Come, Jesus, come. Breath of heaven, nothing left unshaken. We long for, we need a fresh outpouring. Unleash a fresh outpouring. We need a fresh outpouring. Unleash a fresh outpouring. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As temporary fades, let glory invade this earth. Your power on display, our eyes look in heavenward.
As temporary fades,
as temporary fades, let glory invade this earth. Your power on display, our eyes look in heavenward. Fresh outpouring, tear the fabric open. Come, Jesus, come. Breath of heaven, a fresh outpouring. We need
shout is rising. It's rising up inside. Soak the earth now. Come and fill our hearts. Your voice is calling, calling us to life. We need a fresh outpouring. Unleash a fresh. come and fill our hearts. Your voice is calling, calling us to life. We need a fresh outpouring.
Oh, we need a God.
We need a fresh outpouring. We need a fresh.
Baptize us with your fire, God.
that we would burn, that we would burn for you. Oh, consuming fire, come. Refine us, make us your bride ready and waiting for you. Make us clean before you. Refine us, mature us, grow us up, grow us up, grow us up. We want to burn for you. We want to burn for you.
So I just believe there really is a fresh outpouring happening right now. Ashley, that word in communion, I just want to read portions of that scripture again, because there was such an impartation of the dunamis power of God when you were reading that out during communion, and it's like, yes, this is an outpouring, and I'm going to receive it. I'm going to stand right in the middle of the flood. I just see, like, the heavens opening up. This, I just keep hearing open door, and this is the year of the open door, and we've been talking about that, but the Lord just wants to reveal new dimensions of what it means to be living in the open door, and I believe that he's also just revealing that we are open doors actually for his glory to pour through. And so I just thank you, Lord, for your word that's already been spoken out, but I just feel to read it again with all of us here in Deuteronomy 28. Thank you, Lord, that you say it shall be, Lord, that as we listen and obey your voice, being careful to do all your commandments, that you will set us high above all the nations of the earth. And these blessings will come upon us. They are coming upon us right now, and they're overtaking us if we pay attention to your voice. Lord, we are heeding your voice. Lord, we're standing in awe of your voice right now. Lord, we just put aside any other voices in our hearts, in our minds, and just heed to your voice, Lord God. Thank you that you say we will be blessed in the city. We will be blessed in the field, in the marketplace, the offspring of our body and the produce of our ground and the offspring of our animals, the offspring of our herd and the young of the flock will be blessed. Our basket and our kneading bowl will be blessed. We will be blessed when we come in. We will be blessed when we go out. The Lord will cause the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you, Lord. We speak this out. We decree this out, that every enemy that's standing in the way of your glory being released, of your truth, Lord God, of your purposes, of your destiny for each of the sheep in this flock, Lord God, any enemy who's rising up against that will be defeated before our eyes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that they'll come out against us one way, but they will flee before us seven ways. Lord, we believe that tonight, Lord, and we just repent where we've been intimidated by the enemy and his lies, where we've been intimidated by fear, where we've had unbelief, where we haven't believed, Lord God, that you're going to make the enemy flee seven ways. We say yes and amen, Lord. Let the enemy be scattered tonight, Lord God, as we pray out, Lord God, as you pour out this fresh outpouring, Lord God, that the enemy would have no foothold in our heart, no foothold in our mind, no foothold in our families, no foothold in this body, Lord God. Father, we just command, Lord, all deception to be bound right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we just repent, Lord God, in a fresh way, with joy, with a smile on our face, of anything that would exalt its name above you. Lord, we repent of any offense, Lord. We repent of any unbelief, unforgiveness, Lord. And Father, we just say yes and amen to your outpouring, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And just the other scripture I just want to release as we just receive what the Lord is doing. It's in Matthew 7. It's such a familiar scripture, but just want to release it fresh and new, Lord God. You say Matthew 7, 7, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, it will be open. Thank you, Lord, Father, that your dunamis power is being has been released, Lord God, over 24/7 prayer. Father, it's been released. There have been open door after open door and outpouring, Lord God, released during 24/7 prayer. And I just believe there is a grace and a new power and a new level of faith and anointing to walk in coming out of that week. I have seen it in my own life, and I'm just blown away, Lord. Father, we just say that, yes, Lord God, we are going to flow with your river. Thank you for everything that you have released, Lord, during 24/7 prayer, Lord God. Father, that we have stormed the gates of hell, Lord God, and gone after it in prayer, Lord, and you've released such a great grace, Lord God. Father, for us to walk in our calling and our destiny, Lord, for us to see doors open, Lord, and we just lay down. Father, there's something that you're bringing to our heart or mind right now that we've been contending for. It doesn't matter for how long. Lord, thank you that you're giving us fresh eyes, Lord. I just see scales falling off eyes. And I thank you, Lord, that as you're outpouring right now, you're giving us new eyes to see these situations from your perspective, Lord, from the eyes of faith. Lord God, that we can stand in faith. And as we stand in faith, you say that opens a door to the supernatural to be released into those impossible situations, no matter where it is. If it's in your family, it's in your friends, in your workplace, in your finances, whatever, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we receive your outpouring right now. We thank you that we rise, Lord God, just as like the tides rise and the currents rise of the water. Lord, our faith is rising right now as you're releasing supernatural grace. Great grace, Lord God, right now, Father, in your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we will just surrender to you and everything that you're doing, Lord God. And Father, we will be a people of faith, Lord God, that moving forward, Lord, that you won't be able to recognize us anymore, because we're just going to stand in faith like we never have before, to see those doors open, Lord, to see the prisoners released, to see deception fall us, to see the prodigals come home, to see our children walking in the fullness of the book of Acts, church, Lord God, to see even our grandparents come to you in their old age, whatever it is, Lord God, give us faith, Lord God, refreshed faith, new faith to stand and see every door open in the name of Jesus. I just, if you're contending for something, just stand up and receive. Just say, Lord, I receive. I receive your outpouring. I receive a new level of faith. I step into a new level of faith. The enemy will not bind my mind anymore. He will not bind my will. He will not bind my emotions, Lord. And I just surrender those areas to you, Lord God. And I just repent, Lord, of where I haven't believed, of where I've said it's impossible or that will never happen, Lord. Father, we break off any word curses or inner vows right now in Jesus' name. Lord, this is a fresh and new season, a fresh and new day where we as your church will be marked by walking in great faith, Lord, on the streets to see miracles, Father, to see deliverance, Lord, to see salvations, Lord. There's going to be an increase and a multiplication, Lord. So just thank you for your outpouring, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We yield to you, Lord God. Father, we fear you more than we fear any circumstance, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The enemy is bound in this place. Every tentacle is bound in this place, Father, in Jesus' name. Just speak against all deception in the name of Jesus. Fall off now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that it's released beyond these four walls, Lord, that we will be a body that walks in your truth, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you and we adore you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
doors to our hearts tonight. We open them wide to you, Jesus. We open up our hearts. We open up the doors to our hearts. With your fire, desire, come and baptize my heart with your fire, desire.
I don't want to be offended. I don't want to be offended when it's all coming down. I want to be for you, not against you. I want to be with you where you are. I want to be for you, not against you. I want to be with you where you are. I want to be for you, not against you. Wanna be with you where you are. Wanna be for you, not against you. Wanna be with you where you are.
Coming down.
allegiance to Jesus, to Jesus. I pledge my allegiance to the Lamb. Oh, I pledge my allegiance to Jesus, to Jesus.
Who I am, and this is who I'll be, and that settles it completely. 'Cause love with me, and this is who I am, and this is who I'll be, and that settles it.
Step by step,
as you do this new thing, this new thing, bringing heaven to the earth, bringing in the great harvest. Yeah, we are your new We're your new eye. Just pour us out, just pour us out. Pour us out, pour us out, pour us out, pour us out.
Just have a sense that it would be important as we're praying to pour out, that we would come up, grab the mic, and start praying for the intercessors around the world, the watchmen and women on the walls, the ones who are doing the stuff. We are here too, but I really have that sense. I'm part of a watch for Europe, watch over Europe, and I really sense that today, that there are a lot of people that we need to hold their arms up, and they're facing things that we're not facing. We will face these things. They're coming, but they're facing them now in various nations in Europe and around the world. So let's pray for the intercessors. Let's pray for the watchmen on the walls. So as we're singing here, and you're singing this out and playing it out of the drums, let's decree it and declare it, and let's pick it up a little bit. I just have this sense that it's kind of a sleepy time for a lot of people, and we've got about 15 minutes to really do some damage to the kingdom of darkness, which blesses the Lord, because what we're doing is enforcing everything he accomplished at the cross, and everything he accomplished in the grave, and everything he accomplished in the resurrection. So that's our outpouring for tonight, as we're calling on Holy Spirit, come, come, he's here. And he's saying, step in and do your part. And that's our part, to be able to speak out, to decree, to declare, as we were doing earlier tonight. And I just sense that's where we can zero in. We've zeroed in on a lot of specific situations over this past week in Pemba, outside of Pemba, and various other places where children are in trouble and peril, and a lot of other people. And there's some very, very serious things that involve imminent happenings in the spirit. I'm not going to talk about them now, but imminent things that people are, they're just standing in the gap, and they're praying, and they're fasting, and they're going to places, and they're, some of them are scared. And I think they need us to lift their arms up and pray for them. So can we do that? That we would have something on our heart for those who are doing what we're doing here from afar, and trusting that it's affecting places and people, and it is, our intercession is. But after today, after being on this prayer call, this Zoom call, I just really believe that would be something very important for us. So if somebody can come up and grab the mic, and then you can back us up here in these last 15 minutes or so, or whatever we've got. There's a lot of people that are praying and interceding, and they need our support. Some are very tired, some are weary, some are, don't want to be tired and weary, but they're feeling oppressed from the Lord to press in, and they're actually being used to avert tragedy and danger right now. And we can do that around the world, praying for those tragedies and such, but I sense that let's just zero in and pray for the people who are on the front lines physically watching this and seeing this about to unfold, and trying to stop what they're allowed to stop, if you will, in the spirit, so that the blessings that Michelle read out and Ashley read out will be our portion, because we obey the word of the Lord, and then we step in, and God says the blessings belong to you because we bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will always be on our lips. Amen? So who wants to start this? Let's lift up our brothers and sisters around the world with the intensity and the ferocity of heart that they're praying to help curb even World War III from happening imminently. So let's pray for them.
Lord, I just thank you for the intercessors over Israel, Father. I just thank you, Lord, that you've called out specific ones to intercede and to be on their face before you, Father, crying out for your people, Lord. So we just come in behind them and support them, Father, supporting them all around, Lord. And we just ask, Father, that you would strengthen them in this hour, Father. Strengthen them, Lord, in their fasting and in their weeping and in their strength, Father. Just continue to strengthen them, Lord. Give them a clarity of vision, Father. that despite the circumstances that Israel is facing right now and the opinions that can rise up with it, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for clarity of vision for those that you've called to be their great intercessors, Lord.
God, I just pray for the forerunners, God, the pioneers, Lord. I just see a picture of maybe France, and I see large waterways, and they just lead off, and there's branching out. So, Father, I just declare out that new dam busters, God, that would open up new streams, God, that would flow your living water, God, to every part of France, to Europe, God, and beyond. And I just thank you that you're just doing a new thing, ones that are standing for your movement, that your movement, your spirit to move, God, that the years, the decades that they've been standing, God, would be rewarded, that the fruit of that would be just released, God, right now in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you that where some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, Father, that we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. And I just lift up everybody who's standing in that place, Father, right now, trusting in your name, Father, trusting in you above all else, Lord. Everybody who's stepped into the gap, Father, wherever they are, Lord, and whatever they are standing for, Father, where they've taken it upon themselves to step in the gap, Lord God, as intercessors, Father, lifting up your ways, Father, and your words, Lord, and your plans, oh God. Father, that you would surround them, Father, that you would keep them from harm, Father, that you would strengthen them, Lord, that you would give them your declarations and decrees to declare out, Father. Lord, that their families would surround them, Father, that their church bodies would surround them, Lord God, that there would be a collective cry, Father, up to the heavens, Lord, that would move the heavenlies, Father God, move the physical, Lord, in response to that, Father. I just thank you, God, for everybody who has stepped in, Lord God, everyone who's taking that step, Lord, and standing in that place, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for your holy wall of protection and fire around them, Lord God, and encouraging them, Father. Thank you that they are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we just pray that you would anoint them, Lord God, and be with them. Thank you, Lord.
Save you today. Look at the Egyptians over there. You might not see them again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will only have to watch. So Lord, I just thank you that you fight for those people over in the other countries, Lord, that they just have to sit and watch what you're going to do, Lord, because you will go forth, and you will go forth, and you will be their right hand and their left hand, and that you would just guide them and protect them. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Come in power, send the rain.
Lord, we say, send the rain, Lord, around the nations, Father. Lord, we thank you that you would flood the 1040 window, Lord. We thank you that you would flood the Balkan nations right now is on my heart, too. Father, you just flood the nations, the Balkan nations in Turkey, Lord, for forgiveness and healing and repentance, Father. We lift up the intercessors. We lift up the Balkan call. We lift up the leaders of the Balkan call in Macedonia, in Bulgaria, Father, in Croatia, Father, and the other nations, Father. We thank you right now as they're interceding for their nation, as they're interceding Europe, Eastern, Western for reconciliation and healing, Father. We thank you. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain of your spirit. Send the rain of revival. Send the rain of your salvation, Lord, and refresh and fill up those intercessors. Strengthen them, Lord. Lord, that there would not be any falling dead. They would not be dying. They would not be sick, Father, but they would be encouraged, they would be strengthened, they would be healed, and they'd walk in might and power because of the reign of your spirit in their lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now in the Balkan nations in Turkey. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Europe, Father. Thank you, Lord, that Europe shall be saved. We declared all of Europe shall be saved, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, you're raising up a prophetic army. You're raising up a prophetic army of prophets, Lord, and evangelists, Lord, and just your body coming together. So strengthen the arms that are weary. Strengthen the legs that are weary. Thank you, Lord, that they would run and not be weary. They'd walk and not faint, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They'd rise up on the wings of eagles. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for moving through your intercessors. Thank you, Lord. We just come, and tonight we are lifting them up. We lift up their hands. We lift up their hands in the Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's right. Send your ministering angels, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Strengthen, equip, and anoint in Jesus' name.
Syria, this is in 2 Kings chapter 6. The king of Syria sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. They were surrounding Elisha, the prophet. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" So Elisha answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that whatever is standing in the way, whatever we are contending for, whatever we are pressing through, Lord God, and as we're lifting up intercessors in the nations around the world, Father, that whatever is intimidating, whatever would seem like it's impossible, Father, that you would open their eyes and that there is far more surrounding them than what opposes them, the adversary, Lord God. We thank you that Jesus, the hope of glory, you are greater than the one that is in the world. So, Father, right now, we thank you that you would strengthen their hearts, Lord. You would strengthen their feeble bones, Lord. You would rise up within them with a new courage, Lord, a new stirring, a new desire, a new vision, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your angelic host. I thank you for the chariots of fire, Lord, that heed your voice, that when you speak, they obey. And when we pray and you hear from heaven, Lord, you move. You back up your own word, Lord. When we testify about who you are, when we pray your word, you back yourself up in your word. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for a greater faith in our hearts, Lord God. Father, for intercessors all around the world, Lord, that we would be as bold as lions. We would be as bold as lions, and we would take back what the enemy has stolen. And we would go after the enemy's jugular and say no more in our nation, no more in our communities, no more in our families. So I thank you, Jesus, that in your word, in Ephesians 3:20, it also says that you are able to do abundantly above and beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine, according to the power that is working within us. So, Father, we just push back the spirit of intimidation. We push it back, Jesus. And we thank you that we tremble at your word and your word alone and nothing else, Father. Nothing else as we set our gaze on you, as we set our faces like flint before you, Lord. So we lift you up. You are the King of glory, as we've been singing, that the King of glory would come in. Come into every nation. Let the doors swing wide open in every nation, that you would be crowned with glory, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everything that exalts itself above you would be brought low, and your name would be lifted high. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, undergird them, Father. Undergird each one, Lord God, in Jesus' name, with the power, with the dunamis power of your spirit, Lord God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory.
That you've called these intercessors forth, Lord God, and I just ask, Lord, that you strengthen them, Lord, that you would uphold them, Father. I just thank you, Lord, that I'm reminded when you were in the Garden of Gethsemane and you were praying and you were praying and you were weak, Lord God, and when you fasted 40 days and then you fell and you had angels come and minister. Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you would just release your angels over those intercessors, Lord God, as they go to the heavens, as they go to the third heavens, as they find the strategy, Lord God, that you would release the strategist angels, Lord God, to break through, Lord God, those things that need to be broke through. Lord God, that they would be able to press in and press on to see the victory which Jesus conquered at his death and life, his burial and resurrection. So I thank you, Lord God, for strength, Lord God, just as he struck the ground, Lord God, for the revival, Lord God. Let them not hold back. Let them not compromise, but help them press on to see, Lord God, with new eyes, new vision, Father, that they would regain strength, that their eyes would be open to see things they haven't seen before. Lord God, I thank you for keys, Lord God. You would release the keys that are needed, Lord God, to open the doors that need to be opened and shut. shut the doors that need to be shut, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that He will be exalted. He will be lifted high above all nations. Every nation, every tongue and tribe will worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. And I thank You, Father, for the revival that's coming forth. I thank You, Father, for Your Spirit breaking through right now, Father, in fire. Lord God, I just see rivers of fire going through streets, going through the towns, going through the nations right now, Lord God. I thank You, Lord, for hope. I thank You, Lord, for strength. I thank You that You would infuse them to continue to run the race that's set before them, keeping their eyes fixed on You, Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for their lives. Thank You, Lord, for giving, for what they're giving for You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for breakthrough. Thank You, Jesus, for strengthening them. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that You're partnering with them. Thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're leading them and guiding them. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord.
Just ask You to carry that when we leave here. I really believe the Lord's stirring us up in the prophetic realm in a new way. Some have thought, I wonder if I have a gift of prophecy. Am I a prophet to this region? Am I a prophet to the nations? Am I a prophet? Do I prophetically do anything? And the answer is, the Lord is saying we're all intercessors. We're all prophetic evangelists, and we're all prophesying, and we're all to step in. So the Lord's calling His wartime bride. He's calling His wartime intercessors. So as we lift up all the other ones that we've done tonight, thank You for that, guys. Speak that over yourself as well. There's going to be some changes. I just sense it. I hear the word change, because the Lord is saying there are things that people need to step into that the Lord has released, and the Lord is saying that I am going to increase you in some areas, but it's going to take an understanding and revelation of what God's saying to you personally and here collectively as well, because we have things that God wants us to do. We have kingdom business that really is very specific, and it's for this season, for this day. So God bless you all, and get ready for your own personal shakings in a good way. Seek the Lord that way. Also, some of us are going to Mozambique, and in a very short amount of time, and the door is still open, and the Lord may be calling people to step in and ask the Lord what He wants and what He says, so that we can increase in every way. So we're believing for that. We believe the Lord is asking us to do that, so here and abroad. So we're believing for a very strong and fortified, mighty team, and it's still in process right now. So we really ask You to do that. Ask you to pray for that in Jesus' name. Okay? The Lord has very strong kingdom business for us to do there, and He's going to blow our minds from what He has already shown us. So we need to have a very powerful, bolstered up and fortified team on every front. So if you can take that upon yourself to start praying into that, And sometimes we say, let's see what God will do. And he's saying, let's see what you will do. That's a whole different way of looking at it. So step in and ask the Lord. Just seek him as an intercessor of what God wants to do. Amen. For those who are already a yes and amen, you can lift the people's arms up. If you don't know who they are, you can put your hands up in this place. If you're going to Mozambique and you have been called by the Lord to say yes to this question, there's a few of us in here. And actually, that's our entire team, except for Pastor Bill, I think, and Kennedy, right? So we need some fortification. This is the American part, I'm saying. And then we have Alex coming in from Cote d'Ivoire, and we're looking to see what Brazil will do. So we're asking, so we need your prayer. We need intercessions, what we need. We need the Lord. The Lord has already moved. He's looking for us to move. That's what he's doing, we believe. So in Jesus' name, keep praying, keep interceding for what we did tonight, because I really believe that everything that we were part of in 24/7, the Lord is saying, are you going to carry it forward? So the next step, which is tonight, and then it's going to continue on Friday and keep going with everything that was going on in the back, everything that was going on up here is very strategic. You know, it's kind of funny because I always say this is the best mission team ever. We always say that. I always tell the team on the plane it's the best, or even before, it's the best mission team ever, and they laugh and go, since the last one. Yeah, well, you know, because we keep going like this. So I really believe this 24/7 prayer has just been absolutely incredible and remarkable. And it took a lot of time. It took a lot of sacrifice. So for some who are here hearing that, that's great. Others, they're not here, but I'm just speaking it out. So thank you for that. I really mean it. I'm so grateful for all the things you said and done. Now carry it. Keep going, because the Lord has more to share and more to tell us, because he's moving powerfully. So God bless you all. I'm really proud of you. It's a great night. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. Amen.